Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We welcome you to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Thank you for tuning in. At this time, let us have a word of prayer. Let us put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for grace and for mercy. Oh, God, we thank you for how you blessed us, Lord, and for giving us another chance to come before you. Oh, Lord, we ask that you will search our hearts and that you will please, oh, God, be merciful unto us and forgive us, Lord. Blot out our transgressions. Wash away our iniquities in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will cover us under your blood. We are looking unto you and we are depending on you right now, Lord. We are thankful, oh God, for how you have blessed us down through the course of the week. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for hearing our prayers, oh God, and we thank you for touching and for healing, Lord. We thank you right now for all your goodness and mercy toward us, Lord. And we call on you this day, Lord Jesus, asking you to stop by for just a little while. Oh, Heavenly Father, stop by and see about us. Oh, my God, make your holy visitation, Lord. We are asking you right now, Lord, that you will send your healing virtue. Oh, my God, touch, heal, and deliver right now. Lord, remember those who are on a prayer list, who are crying out, Lord God, who are asking for healing, who are asking for help, Lord. Send on help, Lord Jesus. Send on your power, oh my God, and raise them up, Lord Jesus. Visit them, Lord God, where they are. Go into the hospital room, Lord Jesus, and lay your hand upon them. Touch their bodies, Lord Jesus. Heal them, oh God, and raise them up. We know you have the power. You can do everything, Lord Jesus. There's no sickness or disease that is too hard for you, God. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord. We know you can heal the incurable disease. You can heal, Lord, the terminal disease. Nothing is impossible unto you. We are looking unto you, Lord Jesus, and we are depending on you right now. In the name of Jesus, not our will, my God, but let your holy will be done. Have your way, Lord, and take control, Lord Jesus. We are asking you to fix it for us, Lord. Work it out right now, oh God. We want to thank you, Lord Jesus, because you've done so much for us, Lord. We can't even tell all that you've done. But, Lord, we thank you for blessing us, oh God. We thank you for moving on our behalf. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing our bodies. Oh, so many times, Lord, we thank you for coming to our aid and coming to see about it. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done, Lord. We praise your holy name, oh God. We bless your name right now. Oh, Lord, we honor you. Oh, blessed Savior, we thank you right now, God. We ask, Lord, that you will be with us throughout the course of this broadcast. Lord, we ask that you will bless all of those who are tuned in on this afternoon, Lord. Let a special blessing come upon them. Oh, Lord Jesus, move for them and move in their behalf, oh God. Bless abundantly, Lord Jesus, with the blessings yes, that we stand in need of in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to remember those names that are written on every prayer list all around the world, one by one and name by name. Bless, Lord Jesus, the family members and all the acquaintances that are associated with that name, oh God. Bless the family, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, remember the bereaved families tonight. Oh, God, we pray right now that you will and console them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, have your way. Let your holy will be done. Lord, we ask that you will speak unto us, that you will minister unto us, oh Lord, the things that we are in need of, both spiritually and naturally. We ask it all in the name of the Father. Praise the Lord. We thank God for prayer. We thank God for you for tuning in. And if you are just tuning in, you are tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And I am the Watch Care Minister of the Holy Temple Church of God, located in Baltimore, Maryland. And Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, Incorporated, which is located in Camden, New Jersey. Praise the Lord. Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. is our president, and also he is the Northern District Overseer. Lewis Marshall, Sr. is the vice president, and he is also the Southern District Overseer and pastor of Victory Temple Church of God in Jacksonville, Florida. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for our leaders. We thank God for all the people of God. We thank God for every one of you for tuning in. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture. So get your Bibles and get a pen and paper if you want to jot anything down. And get ready to praise the Lord. Get ready to magnify the name of the Lord and lift him up because he is worthy of all praises. Amen. I will be reading from the King James Version Bible, and I'll be reading from the book of Psalms, the 150th number of Psalms. And it reads, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." Thus I have read to you from the 150th number of Psalms in its entirety of 6 verses. And may the Lord continue to bless us through the hearing of his words. And we do thank God for my co-host, Evangelist Mae Edmond, and also Evangelist Khadija Hameen. Praise be to God. Evangelist Mae is from the Headquarters Church there in Camden, New Jersey, and Evangelist Khadija is from Holy Temple here in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise God. We thank God for them and for their support when they're always here and faithfully assisting me, but we do thank God for them. Amen. And I just want to make mention that we have been in our 59th annual convocation revival all week this week. Starting on Monday night, we had such a great time with our pre-musical, and many of the services are done by teleconference, and some of them are done in person. Praise the Lord. But we do thank God for how the Lord has been blessing, how he's been sending forth his word. The word of God has truly been coming in power and in demonstration. The anointing of God, hallelujah, has been coming forth all week long this week. And I am just having such a great time. I have been strengthened. I have been encouraged through this convocation. Usually we would be traveling this year. It's on behalf of our Southern District, and we would have been down there in North Carolina, praise the Lord, but God made it possible for us to have the service by teleconference, and it's a blessing indeed. But we are so grateful. We do thank God for blessing us to be on this broadcast one more time. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't have a song to sing, but if somebody's on the line who would like to sing a song, if somebody called in and would like to sing a song, you're certainly welcome to do so. I give you that opportunity right now. God bless. Or if you have a testimony you want to give, you can give a testimony.
Praise the Lord. Thanks the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank the Lord for being back on the Pastor Sheila Hameen show. I thank God for what he is doing, how the Lord has blessed. And I was telling the testimony of how the Lord began to move on my dad while I was with him, and how that he began to start praising the Lord, and he was just enjoying the word of God that he was hearing. And he went on and got a tape and put on a CD, gospel CD, and start playing it. So I know that the Lord touched him, and he lifted him because he's been going through it with his health and in his home, and a lot of things happening now in his life, and he needed that. So I thank the Lord for how he touched me and how he blessed me. And I'm glad that he was giving God the praise. And that's what we all should be doing, giving God's name to praise, because he is the one that is worthy. And I think about how that God does these things. He heals us. He strengthens us. He touches us. And how that the Lord makes ways for us. Mm-hmm. We are supposed to give his name to praise for what he has done for us and glorify him, because God gets the glory, not us. And the scripture said, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, O Lord. Praise the Lord for what he is doing and for how he's been moving. And my soul is encouraged. And I got a mind to continue on with the Lord, even though tests and trials are coming, things are happening, but my trust is in the Lord, God Almighty, because I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. So I'm looking to the Lord. He is my trust today. And we thank you for tuning in, and we pray that you will receive a blessing through this broadcast on today. God bless you, Zanny.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for that glorious testimony, for what God is doing for your dad, Evangelista. That is just, it's noteworthy. And know that he needed that. God knew it.
Yes,
Lord. And I thank God for blessing him. You know, that just makes my heart glad. That makes me want to rejoice and want to give God the praise, because I know that God, he will take care of his people and his people's family. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Maybe the family's not crying out or trying to live for God, but God will bless them because you are living for him.
Amen.
You're ministering for the Lord. And God will extend the blessing to your family. So I do thank God. I am so grateful for what the Lord has done. And praise the Lord. We thank God for that testimony. And at this time, we're going to move on. And I'm going to go ahead on and get to the scripture. Praise the Lord. So if you have your Bible, let's get ready to go to the Word of God. And I'll be speaking from the King James Version Bible. And with our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you. Oh, Lord, we ask that your will be done, that you will send forth your word, oh God, that you will speak unto us and bless us, Lord, according to your will. We believe it right now, Lord, and we thank you for it. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us go to 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verses 16 through 28. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 28, and then I'll go over to 1 Chronicles 4, 9 and 10, and then Genesis 32, 9 through 13, 24 through 31, if it be the Lord's will. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 28, we rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. 1 Chronicles 4, 9. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him which he requested. Hallelujah. Genesis 32, 9 through 13, and 24 through 31. Verse 9 reads, and Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which saith unto me, return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast shewed unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children. And thou saidest, I will surely do thee good and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. And he lodged there that same night and took of that which came to his hand a present for Esau, his brother. Verse 24, and Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince has thou power with God and with men, and has prevailed.
Amen.
And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. Praise the Lord. And I just thank God for the witness coming through Evangelist May, talking about praising God. And my title is When Prayers and Praises Go Up to God. And the theme is Blessings Come Down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And when we render praise unto God, when we pray unto him, God will send down the blessings. And we are encouraged in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, these are short exhortations. The first one, rejoice evermore. From this point on, just rejoice. And what are you rejoicing for? You are rejoicing because of the greatness of God, because of all the mighty acts, all the wondrous works of God. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. This is important for us to remember. We are to pray without ceasing, without stopping. Keep praying no matter what. We are going to run into situations. We're going to have problems in our lives. But we have to continue in prayer, and we have to also remember to praise God while we're going through it. Hallelujah. Everything, give thanks. Doesn't matter what it is, but in everything, we ought to give thanks unto the Lord, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Quench not the Spirit. When we're praying to God, when the Spirit of God moves on us, don't quench the Spirit. Don't hold back, hallelujah, but yield unto the moving of the Spirit of God and let God do with you whatsoever he pleases, regardless of where you are. When the Spirit of God comes on you, hallelujah, don't quench. God wants to speak through you. Don't quench the Spirit, but open your mouth and allow him to speak. Glory be to God. The praises ought not to stop going up. So when we send up prayers and praises to our God, the blessings surely come down. Hallelujah. As demonstrated in 1 Chronicles, the 4th chapter, where Jabez, he was more honorable than his brethren because his mother had given him a name with the meaning of sorrow. He didn't want his name to bring pain or sorrow. He didn't want to be evil. He wanted something different. Hallelujah. And so he prayed unto God. And his prayer in the 10th verse, he called on God, the God of Israel. And in his prayer, he said, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Hallelujah. We can cry unto God. We can call upon his name, and we can ask the Lord in faith to bless us. Hallelujah. Yes. We can also be very specific in our request. When he asked God to bless him, he also said he would that God would enlarge his coast, and that the hand of the Lord might be with him, and that God would keep him from evil. Hallelujah. Also that he may not grieve. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He didn't want to grieve anyone. Hallelujah. And he said, and God granted, for the scripture says, and God granted him that which he requested. So we have a tendency to limit when we can ask God for so much more. Glory to God.
Yes.
It's up to God whether he's going to grant it unto us or not. Oh, glory to God. But nevertheless, we don't have it because we didn't ask for it. Oh, praise be to God. We have not because we ask not. Glory, hallelujah. And I tell you, we need to learn to take off all of those stops and limits and so forth and go on and ask God in faith for the things that we desire. In this, he was more honorable than his brother. So when prayer and praises go up, the blessings come down. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Too many times we have missed out on great blessings because we have a tendency to second guess or think that, oh, well, God's not going to. We don't know what God is going to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to stretch out the more and send up those prayers. And in sending up prayer, we need to give praises unto our God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, thank you, Jesus. When we praise him, he works things out for us. When we praise him,
amen,
he sends his anointing and he touches us. Glory, hallelujah. Even if we're sick in our bodies and we're able to render some kind of praise to God, I've experienced it for myself. I've been in service, wasn't feeling well, but giving God praise, hallelujah. God began to touch my body and I was able to get up and go forth in the dance praising my God for what he had done. So many blessings come in praises. Battles are won if we just send the praises up to God. Hallelujah. He'll fight for us. He will take up our battle like he did with the children of Israel when they began to shout, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. And God
fought
the battle for his people. Oh, hallelujah. So when we render praise unto God, we can expect the blessings to come down. When we send up our prayers unto him and we are sincere and we mean it in our heart, we can expect to hear from God. Hallelujah. Because he will send the blessing down. He will stop by to see about it. He will come and rescue us. Oh, glory be to God. He will do all of this for us. Praise the Lord. As he did for Jacob. Jacob had stolen his brother's birthright, and he had gone away. Hallelujah. But he was told by God to return to his kindred. Thank you, Jesus.
But
he feared going back there because he knew what he had done. And he was afraid that his brother might seek to kill him and the mother of his children. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But he trusted God and he went on. Anyhow, then he prayed to God. First, he prepared an offering for his brother and sat on ahead to give to his brother. Hallelujah. And in the meantime, Jacob prayed unto God in Genesis 32:9. And Jacob said, oh, God of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which said unto me, return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. He's reminding God of his own words. And I know one thing about God. He will always keep his promises. Whatever he has promised, he will do. Full glory to God.
Amen.
He went on and acknowledged in the 10th verse saying, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies. He recognized that he wasn't even worthy of the mercies of God. The truth of God. He was showing humility here. And even probably thinking about what he had done, he felt like he just wasn't worthy. Send this prayer up to God. He began to talk to God. Hallelujah. He mentioned how he had passed over the Jordan with his staff. Oh, glory to God. And that God had blessed him to become two bands. Oh, bless the Lord. So he cried to the Lord, asking God, saying, deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother. He prayed that prayer, and God delivered him. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
God blessed him
in such a great way, and God had promised, thank you, Jesus, Abraham, that he would bless his seed. Well, thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. So Jacob was a part of that heritage, and he was part of the seed of Abraham. Praise God. Yes. God began to bless Jacob. And so Jacob, in the 24th verse, he was left alone there because he had sent everyone to a different place, and he was there by himself, and he wrestled with a man until the breaking of the day. So he wrestled all that night with an angel of the Lord. Glory be to God. And the day was breaking, and so the angel was trying to get away from Jacob, but Jacob refused to let him go, saying that he was not going to let him go except he blessed him. Well, thank you, Jesus. Some blessings we have to fight for. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes. Glory to God. But it's worth the fight. Even if we suffer during the fight, the blessing outweighs all of the suffering we can ever endure. Well, bless the Lord.
Amen.
As with Jacob, he said to him, what is his name? And he told him Jacob. The angel asked Jacob what was his name. So after that, he told him that his name would no more be Jacob, but Israel. And he described his name as saying, as a prince, power with God and with men, and has prevailed. So Jacob, he held on to the angel. He wanted that blessing that bad. He wanted it. He needed that blessing. He was not going to let go until he received the blessing. The angel that tried to get away from him touched the hollow of his joint and took his thigh out of joint. Oh, I can imagine the pain that he must have felt. But he was not willing to let go of the angel. He wrestled and he wrestled and he held on, glory to God, until he got the blessing. Thank you, Jesus. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. So that was it. He blessed him there. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. So he had a limp, but he went away with the victory. He went away with the blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. He went away with what he desired to have. Oh, glory be to God. So with us, we, the Lord, at all times, his praise should continually be in our mouth for the great things he has done. And just like when we pray and we give praises unto God, some situations are different than others. God knows who we are and what we stand in need of. And so when prayers and praises go up to God, blessings come down. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing in everything. Give thanks. Hallelujah. Don't forget to give thanks unto God in everything.
Amen.
It may seem like a bad situation, but give thanks in everything.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. So let us not quench the Spirit of God when the Lord is moving on us. Let us yield to the Spirit of God. Let God do what he will. Amen. Present ourselves before him. Like Jacob sent a gift. You know, when we go to the altar of God, we should go there and offer our gift. Amen.
Amen.
We should offer a sacrifice. We should present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. We should do this when we go to God in prayer. Leave that offering at the altar for our God, and he will surely bless us greatly. Amen. I thank God for the word of God. Praise the Lord. I just thank God because God is real, and we should tell the goodness of the Lord. And one other scripture I thought about was Psalm 9, 1 and 2. The psalmist says, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will shew forth all thy marvelous works. When we pray to the Lord and when we bless the Lord and send up praises, he is going to show us marvelous things. He's going to do great things. He's going to work miracles. He's going to heal the sick. He's going to save the lost souls of men. He's going to do wondrous works. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we praise the Lord with our whole heart, he'll be able to show forth all his marvelous works. And the second verse says, I will be glad and rejoice in thee. So there it is, rejoice evermore. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. So we need to continue in prayer. We need not to cease from praying. Amen.
Amen.
Send those praises up. Send those prayers up. Ask God for specific things. You know, it's one thing to say, Lord, bless me. But be more specific. Bless you with what? Hallelujah. Tell God what you desire him to bless you with. If you want God to bless you with a great ministry, be specific and ask God for it. If you want him to bless you with wisdom or whatever it is that you want God to bless you with, be specific and name it before the Lord. If you want to write it down on a piece of paper, if you want to write a letter to God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Take a pen and paper or a pencil or something and just start writing a letter to God and outline everything you desire God to do for you. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And you present that letter to the Lord when you go to the altar. Open it up and ask God to read your letter. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And he'll read every word that you write. And he'll give you an answer.
Right.
He will answer you. Hallelujah. Well, thank you.
Amen.
So I'm not all the time that when we're praying that we think of everything we want to ask God for, pray to the Lord for. Write it down and bring it with you. And you can even read it to him. Or you can just lay it before him and let him read it. Oh, praise be to God. Now, I don't know why that came to mind, but God knows all things.
Amen.
And I'm going to try it. I've never done it before.
All right.
Yeah. But I'm going to try that. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God. God's word is so precious. His word is great. No, and he protects us from dangers that we see and dangers that we don't see or don't even know exist. He's watching out for us.
Amen.
He's taking care of us. Praise the Lord. So let us continue to send those prayers up. And as my title, when prayers and praises go up to God, the thing, blessings, come down. Amen. At this time, we're going to ask Evangelist May if she would lead us in prayer. God bless Evangelist May.
Thank the Lord. Thank God for such a beautiful message on this afternoon. Oh, my God. I tell you, we ought to take God at his word and believe him today. Sometimes we might have to wrestle, but if we just continue and keep sending up our timber unto the Lord, he will come and rescue us from whatever is ailing us, from whatever is trying to hinder us. Glory to God, I believe God today. Let us take it to the Lord in prayer, for God knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. As we turn our hearts and minds toward prayer, and if there's anyone out there that needs a special blessing of the Lord, God is yet in the blessing business. If you want the Lord to enlarge your territory, if you want the Lord to bless your ministry, whatever it is, God can do it. If you want to be healed or you want to be saved, God is still in the saving business. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Oh, my God, we come before your presence thanking you. Thank you for your goodness, oh, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you for your love.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for your word. We give glory and we give honor to thy name. Thou art so worthy. We bless your holy name, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, continue to bless us. Enlarge our territory. Help us, oh, Lord. Help our ministry, oh, Lord, that souls may be added unto thy ministry. Hallelujah. That somebody will give their life to you. Have mercy today, oh, Lord. Pray to the uttermost, oh, Lord. Heal, Lord, in a special way. We know you're a miracle worker. We know you're still in the healing business. Oh, my God, look on those souls, oh, Lord. Those who are suffering, oh, Lord. We pray that you will touch them right now, Lord. Oh, my God, touch their minds. Give them place of trusting and to believe you and take you at your word. Oh, my God, be merciful unto them. Oh, heal them, Jesus. Raise them up, oh, Lord. That your name, Lord, may be glorified. Hallelujah. That somebody will look to you and take you at your word. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able today. We know you've got all power in your hand. You are a deliverer. Deliver, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, have thine own way. Let thy spirit prevail. Move, Jesus. Move, Lord, as we are praying, Lord, and waiting on you, looking to you to finish the work. We know you're able, Lord. Touch that body. Touch that mind. Touch that soul, oh, Lord. Help them to give themselves to you. Help them, Lord, to turn to you. Realize you are their only help and their only hope. Jesus, have mercy. Be merciful today, Lord.
Be merciful, Jesus.
Your mighty hand.
Jesus,
touch
right
now, Lord.
Touch right now.
We want to praise your name. We want to glorify you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we want your name to be lifted up. Not our name, not our word, but your word and your will, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us to seek to please you. Help us today, Lord. We know that our name, Lord.
Thank
you for the power. We're waiting. We're waiting.
Waiting.
Your word. We are waiting. you, Lord. The author finisher of our faith. Lord, help me know. But you are our hope today. In the name of Jesus, help somebody. Help me on you, Lord. Help me take you at your word right now. We need you to make intercession. In the name of Jesus, be merciful. Have mercy today, Lord. Help me, Lord. Touch his body. Touch his mind. Help him, oh Lord. Because of the mind. The word of you was right. Touch him, oh Lord. And when we have given strength that he can overcome his situation. Hallelujah. Look on, Sam. Touch his body.
Touch
his mind. I know you're able to raise him up, even from the state that he is in. I know you can do it because you are a miracle worker. You can raise him up. You can heal his body. You can bring him back. In the name of Jesus, I believe your word today. I know you still work in miracles. We want your name to be glorified in the name of Jesus. Lord, be merciful today, O Lord. Look on all those souls that are requesting prayer. Those who are sick and afflicted. Those who are dealing with the cancer. Those who are dealing with the COVID. Those who are burdened down in trouble in their mind. Those with Alzheimer's. Oh, my God, I know you're able to heal. You're able to regulate your mind. You're able, Jesus. Oh, Lord, people be here today. We thank you at your word. Your word is truth. We thank you. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for what you believe you're going to do.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we are living by faith. And
thank you.
Thank you for this my dad, touch and heal his body, save his soul. In the name of Jesus, look on Miss Mary, save her for the repent of her sins, and give her life to you before it's too late. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this prayer. Go with us. We pray that you'll stand by us, lead, guide, and direct our path. We will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord.
We have remarks, man.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. I thank God for this topic, for the title, and the theme today. I thank God for what Tameen projected, how she projected the word of God. And I thought about it. I said, sometimes you can be tried, but if you fight back, I'm not talking about with fists, but fight with the word of God. Fight the devil back through prayer and seeking the Lord and shutting in. God will deliver. I'm a witness. He will deliver.
Amen.
Like done it for me. Glory to God. When I was counted out, God came in just in time and sent the mirror to my soul. So whatever it is that we need today, God will do it for us.
Yeah.
On our territories enlarged, God will do it for us. So God, if we want our ministry to grow, God will do it for
yes,
us.
He will.
And he will show us how. Glory to God, because we don't know how. But we have to be led of God's Spirit. And if God is leading and speaking to you, everything will work out all right. I know God can do all things. Even if we write a letter, maybe you don't have the words to say, but if you can write it out,
all right,
put it aside and lay it before God,
glory,
God can answer to the letter that you write unto him. I know God can do everything.
Amen.
I thank him today for his word, very encouraging word that came through her on today. I just thank God. We ought to give God the praise and give him the glory, because it's not about us, but it's about Jesus and God. Hallelujah. They are the ones that did the work for us, that we could be free. And I just thank him. I'm encouraged today, and I want to encourage you, Daniel Salmin, reaching and keep letting the Lord have his way and keep trusting and looking to the Lord, the God of our salvation, and he will work everything out all right. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that beautiful anointed prayer coming through Evangelist May, and also those encouraging remarks and exhortations.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank the Lord, because God, he is a God of his word. He will hear.
Amen.
And he will answer prayer. So I do thank the Lord
yes.
for her. And I want to encourage you also, Evangelist May, to continue to do the work of the Lord and just continue to let God have his way in your life. You be encouraged. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. At this
thank
time, we're going to hear from Evangelist Khadija. She's going to give us some announcements. God bless Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. God bless. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, saying when prayer and praises
yep.
go up to God, blessings come down. I tell you, we have to be as determined as Jacob was when he went after his blessing. That angel told
yes.
him that he had his power with God and with man and prevailed. And truly, that's exactly what happened. You know, just thinking about how he got the power, he got the blessing over his brother, and he got another blessing from God. His whole
yes.
name changed. So, you know, when and he begins to praise God, he made a sacrifice right there in the place. And, you know, he didn't just take the blessing and run, but he, you know, took the time to send those praises up to God. And so if anyone, you know, we just want to thank everyone for tuning in again. Thank God for the word, of course, and for prayer. And if anyone would like a copy of tonight's message or any message that has been preached on our show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, title One School. One is O-N-E. You may also email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com, the number 100, and tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. You may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, title One School. We want to remember all the souls in the prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Pastor Lewis Marshall and Mother Janice Marshall. We believe that Pastor Marshall was in the hospital. The last word that I heard was that he was doing better. So thank the Lord for that. We want to continue to pray for Evangelist Linda Diggs, Deacon Roger Tanner, Arlene Almonte, for Evangelist Cynthia Edmonds, Titus Edmonds Sr., for Evangelist Cynthia's father as well. For Stephen Allen Sr., Evangelist Bradley and family, for Manita Cruz, Logan, Lazar Dumas, Alicia Smith, Will Mills, Deacon Johnny Valentine, Deacon Albert Mack, Missionary Rose Mack, Angel Lissetti Jr., Curtis Berry, Glarnice Holmes, Minister Troy Johnson, Samuel Anderson, which is Evangelist Cynthia's father, Celeste Hall, Andrew Marshall, Tammy Ryan, Sister Cheryl Edmond, and all the bereaved families, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Steve, who we met in Washington, D.C., Deborah and her daughter, who we also met in Washington, D.C., as well as those affected by COVID. Those who are requesting prayer, keep us in, all of our unsafe family members. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need something to help you get through the week every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts There Is Hope Ministry. The phone number is 551-258-5271. Now, Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram, Missionary Myrtle Huff, and Sister Christine Watson hosts the Power Prayer Line. And the phone number is 978-990-5337. And the access code is 346-9155. Elderberry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Just go to YouTube, type in Elderberry Johnson. He should come up. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Ministry Emmanuel Hoogs teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. And if you would like to list any ministry, please feel free to go on the website and leave in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. If you'd like your name added to the prayer list, you can do the same thing. If you are feeling a little bold and you want to give your testimony, or you want to have encouraging words or remarks, if you're clergy or you want to sing a song, please feel free to call our guest line at 978-990-5270. And the access code is 794-6408. We also want to remember Grace Temple. They host Sunday evening service at 6 o'clock p.m. with Pastor Joy. The name is the pastor. The phone number is 720-9840. Again, it's 720-740-9840. And the access code is 182-7631. And we are in our, Christian Temple is actually in our 59th annual convocation. And tonight is the last service, the climax service. It's at 7 o'clock p.m. So you can dial the guest line, which is also Grace Temple's guest line. It's 720-740-9840. Again, the access code is 18231. Come be with us in our service. We would enjoy you. If you want to have testimony, if you have a song you'd like to sing, if you would like to send a postal mail, our address rather, is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 212. 1-800-273-0. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. I'm going to turn this broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Evangelist Khadija, for the remarks coming through her, and also the announcements. We ask that you will bear these announcements in mind, and if you have anything to add, such as prayer requests or any upcoming services or that you would like for us to announce, please feel free to reach out to us, and we will make those announcements on our broadcast. Amen. Praise the Lord. We do thank God for the broadcast on this afternoon, and if there is nothing further, this does conclude the broadcast. But before we close out, Evangelist May, do you have anything else?
Not at this time. Okay.
All right. Anything else you'd like to say?
That is fine. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we do thank God for you and for your tuning in and supporting us. We ask that you will continue to pray for us, and we are praying for you. We want you to know that, and also to know that God loves you. Praise the Lord. And we look forward to you tuning in with us for our next Friday evening at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And until then, let us keep our minds on the Lord. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. This concludes the broadcast for this afternoon.